Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. Attorney for Joshua Komisarzewski, the Cheshire Home Invasion murderer, is arguing for a new trial before Connecticut Supreme Court. To find out his chances, we bring in our legal eagle, Jim Bergen, partner at Shipman and Goodwin. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
All right. So evidence will be presented. The attorney's trying to get the new trial. If you were a betting man, of course, you can't do that in Connecticut, God forbid. What would you put his odds at?
Oh, they're still uphill. It's still long odds. They've really put together two, I think, substantial arguments, one of which they spent most of their time on, which I'm a little bit surprised about, which is the fact that they said that it should have been in Stamford instead of New Haven.
Okay.
And they got an expert to say that 70% of the people in the New Haven area had closely followed the case, and less than half of the Stamford residents, who would be jurors, had closely followed the case, meaning we'll be able to get people who have not already made a judgment. Because, as you know, Joe, and everybody who paid attention, if you closely followed it, you found the whole case repulsive,
right.
It was very hard to have an open mind.
Yeah, don't give me the evidence. I'm going to whack these guys. That's the way it's going to work.
Right. And of course, that's not how we're supposed to do things. And the problem with it is that there is a problem with that, and the judges spoke at argument, at least according to the Current's report, and that is that, well, you do have the right in Connecticut to extensively question jurors, and if you develop right. evidence, you go to the judge and say, nah, not this one, not this one.
Okay.
And judges can remove people for cause. And a great argument that was made by one of the Komisarzewski's lawyers was, well, one of the guys actually slept with a hammer for months when he read about and followed the case because he wanted to protect his home.
One of the jurors?
Yes.
Oh.
And that guy was actually sat as one of the jurors.
Well, there's a problem.
That would be an issue.
That's
I would
a problem,
think, right?
Right. It is a problem. The flip side of that, which one of the judges pointed out, is, well, you could have gone to the judge and said, exclude that guy. There's no judge that was going to say, oh, a guy who's sleeping with a hammer against the guy is going to, you know, that's just nuts.
Why are we laughing? But yeah.
There must have been some reason when they inquired of the fella that they felt he could be suitable. So that's
know.
A little bit just left there. Huh? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But the other argument they have, which I am very impressed with,
what?
Is that they misplaced, quote unquote, and the judge did find it was just human error, the many tape recordings,
right.
which, if were available to the defense lawyers, could have been used on cross-examination.
What were they tapes of, Jim?
Yeah.
They were tapes of the police talking to each other. Dispatch tapes, cops calling back in,
yeah.
and the things that get revealed are things that are extremely embarrassing, such as, you know, there's a cop just, you know, a half a mile away, well before the incidents that gave rise to the actual deaths. And not that you can say, well, I'm allowed to kill people because, after all, they didn't get there in time. That's not the point. The point is that the police officers who really had to feel not good about that because they didn't have to get cross-examined about that
right.
could testify with great authority and credibility on whatever it was they want to testify, whereas the defense lawyer would say, well, yeah, aren't you the same guy that sat around for half an hour while all this stuff happened?
Wow.
And that sort of thing, so you can develop questions about the things they were talking about, such as Komisarzewski's confession, you know, or things that he would have said. When I say confession, I really put that in air quotes because any interview with a defendant is really a confession. You know, anything you say in news can be used against you. You know what I mean? That thing
grab a lawyer.
On TV all the time. Well, it's true.
Right.
Anything out of your mouth is going to be interpreted by the police the way they interpret it and reported to the jury.
We've only got a couple of minutes. We want to touch on the Fotis Doulis case,
which
has not actually been in the mainstream for a week or so.
Oh, my.
TV stations are slipping.
Well, I guess the gag orders are working.
Okay. Right. That's a shocking development. Where are we here? Obviously, Jennifer Doulis has not been found yet.
Right. Well, the last thing that was a blip on the screen was, look at this. We got a medical bill, and it says she got treatment on a certain date. Mm-hmm. That was just a little too cute, really, because obviously you can get bills associated with virtually anything when you're getting treatment and care, and it doesn't necessarily mean you went to the doctor's office.
Okay.
But the more important issue there is this gag order to which you just implicitly referred, because it's not the First Amendment. It is very uncommon. Now, everybody does, I think, respect the judge for, hey, enough is enough. But the judge actually was spanking the prosecution forces, that is the police, who are leaking out these affidavits that are giving out theories and such. And the judge, you know, let them have it. The flip side of that is somebody who is charged and is protected by all the bills of rights in the Constitution should be able to speak out when the other side, the prosecution side, not the lawyers, but the police officers
are leaking,
are putting all this stuff out. So that gag order is going to be heard, and that will be very interesting challenge for the Supreme Court.
Jim, about 30 seconds left, but another question. Go back to Commissioner Krzyzewski. What about Stephen Hayes? Is he appealed?
I thought his appeals may have ran. Well, he gets the benefit of this appeal.
Okay.
Because if the tapes were withheld for Commissioner Krzyzewski, they were withheld for Hayes. But honestly, I have not focused on that. It's essentially he's got all the same rights Commissioner Krzyzewski does.
I just wonder, you know, my question would be, does this, in fact, this information, if in fact the tapes are hidden, and apparently they are, or erased or something, does that then change the penalty after the trial?
Well, the idea would be you go back and you try the case over again so that the defense lawyers can do what they would have done and cross-examine.
Okay.
We're ultimately back in a case that is extremely strong anyway. So a lot of this is to vindicate the rights, not necessarily to change the result. And that's why everybody hits their head and said, it's enough of this. But we are a country of laws, so please be patient and allow our laws to do what they do. They protect us.
All right. And you give us the explanation. Jim, thanks. We appreciate it.
Glad to talk. Thanks.
If you want a good defense lawyer, he's your guy.
Jim Bergen.
He does everything, actually.
Versatile.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.